Hey everybody, today I want to talk to you about why your restaurant staff just doesn't get it.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
My name is Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And I can't tell you how many times I hear from clients and emails and people on the phone that say, my staff just doesn't get it. They don't get it. And it doesn't matter what it is. I totally understand. I've been in your situation. I've had the staff that just doesn't get it, where my vision and my passion of the experience I'm trying to create for my guests, whether it be a five-star, five-diamond restaurant, or whether it just be a quick service greasy spoon burger restaurant in a mall. I've worked in all of them and I've had this problem in all of them. So if you're watching today and you operate anything from that five star five diamond restaurant all the way down to that burger or pizza joint on the corner, I get what you're feeling. And I wanna explain to you something that I call the 90% factor. This is a rule that I have that basically says that any message that you describe, any skill that you try to teach to a service member, to a team member of yours, they're only going to absorb 90% of it. And so in this particular example, oftentimes the reason your staff doesn't get it is because we're either not onboarding them properly, we're either not sharing our message with enough passion for them, or they haven't experienced it. They haven't truly experienced what we're trying to convey to them, what we're trying to get them to convey to the customer, to the guests. And so I want you to think about that 90% factor for a second. I want you to think about the fact that if you are trying to create this experience and it's just not happening, or this flavor of food or the style of service and it's just not happening, if you're telling your staff what you want and you're doing it in kind of a dull and drab and boring way over a meeting, let's say that you're at 50% of the energy. They're only gonna take 90% of that. So they're only gonna take, what is that, like 42% of that or something, who knows. But the point is they're only gonna take a little bit. And then by the time they express that to their customers, to their guests, they're only gonna express about 90% of it as well. And then if they're training someone else, they're only gonna express about 90% of it as well, which is why when I'm on these videos, I have to bring like 120% energy here. I have to use my hands and I have to get excited and smile because the camera is taking 10% of my energy away. And then by you watching it, you're only gonna absorb 90% of that. And then by the time you tell your staff what I told you, 90%. So the point is forget about the numbers and the specifics, but by the time my message gets through the camera to you and to your staff, they're only at like 70%. So when you're explaining things, when you're onboarding your staff, when you're training your staff, you have to make sure that whatever message you're trying to convey, you're doing it with 120% of the passion. You're communicating with energy, with enthusiasm, with excitement to them, because it's gonna happen. It's gonna degrade. It's gonna slide down. So your message is gonna be dull by the time it gets out there. One of the best ways that we can get our message across is through experiences. And so you notice when I said those three things earlier, I talked about experiences. And what I mean by that is you are very clear on what you want because you've had the experiences, you've felt it on the other side, but a lot of time your staff hasn't. Your staff doesn't likely go out to eat at the same restaurants you do. They probably haven't traveled as much as you do. They probably haven't experienced the world or the country or your area like you have. They probably haven't experienced what you're trying to convey. So give them those experiences. If you can't afford to send them to other restaurants and to your competitors and to other places in your area, then let them come into your restaurant. I would always treat my staff to a dinner or a lunch at our restaurant. And when they were a guest, they were truly a guest. They were truly treated the same as they would a guest. They made reservations the same way. They came in the same way. So they felt what it felt like to be a guest. And let me tell you, I would love the conversations I had with them the day after their experience at our restaurant, because they would point out the things that were great, but they would also say, I really wish this was different, or I really wish that was different. And it was through that experience that they felt that. So if you're ever complaining, or if you're feeling like your staff just doesn't get it, increase your level of energy, increase your passion, increase the way that you communicate what it is that you want them to understand to them It starts at the onboarding process. It starts the minute you hire them. If you're passing the baton to someone else and they're trying to express this, it ain't gonna work. You have to be in charge of the onboarding process. You have to walk your staff around the restaurant and exude the passion that you want them to carry on to the guests. Then they can be trained in the tactical skills from someone else. It continues on with the training, but most importantly, let them feel it in their bodies, the experiences that you're trying to create by either sending them out to other restaurants or inviting them into your own. I hope you enjoyed this week's training. I hope this helps you have your staff get it a little bit more. And I look forward to seeing you again next week for another great training.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.